This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour now, that would be the time to start another sort of question and answer period regarding life on the farm, specifically the family farm. Welcome in. This is the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen, and I'm not an original American family farmer. I guess I'm an original, and I am a family farmer, so put that together, and we have this program which presents issues for the family farmer, ways to solve problems, hopefully make you more successful, also news of the week and my commentary. When it comes to news of the week, probably the biggest thing, and there are a couple of different things that would go into that category, but certainly the administration announcing this week is going to allow the sale of gasoline blended with ethanol through the summer. A lot of people don't really understand what this is all about. When you go to the pump and you see E15, there's a place in Santa Monica where I get gas, and it's the first time when I noticed it that it was there boldly presented for people to understand. It's usually cheaper gas, and the big oil companies just despise having ethanol in the gasoline. They'll tell you it's bad for the pollution content, which is nonsense. What they don't like about it is that they lose 15%. The content of the gasoline contains 15% less of their product and 15% of a product that comes from the American farm. So, at any rate, if you are not familiar with this, I saw something in the Des Moines Register about this and why the ethanol plants that are in central Iowa are going to be ramping up. Apparently, the idea is to waive the ethanol rule, which would give us lower gas prices. The Environmental Protection Agency defines the E15 gasoline. It has ethanol in it. Ethanol is from corn. And so it's good for light-duty conventional vehicles, gasoline-powered engines, that sort of thing. I've never seen it for use in trucks, diesel trucks anyway. So increasing the use of gasoline with ethanol is good because it gives us more gasoline. As I said, the oil companies don't like it. But I think this is going to energize a lot of farms, get people to plant more corn to be used. And the planting season hasn't really started yet, but it will in the next few weeks. 110-day corn, 115-day corn that would be used for lots of purposes in terms of food. But also it's used as feed for bovines. And everybody's got their own interest. I guess that's the best way of putting it. And those people who grow corn want to grow it for whatever it's utilized for. Great. If it's used in gasoline, super. That really caused the price of corn to go way up when it was first done, however many years ago it was. And the meat guys didn't like it because it increased the cost of their feed, and that's what will happen again this year. So the meat producers are trying to argue again. You know, it's the same self-interest stuff back and forth. But I believe no matter what, this is going to be good, not just for the huge agribusinesses that own all the land, or a lot of the land, but it'll also be good for farmers. Maybe you're in Iowa and you've got 640 acres a square mile, and you were thinking about, what do I grow more of this year, beans or corn? So you'll be growing more corn because of that. The value of the corn will be up. So I think that's something. It saves 10 cents a gallon, by the way, for those of us who, all of us, buy gasoline and diesel. It'll save you about 10 cents. One of the things also I read this week that I thought was worth mentioning here in the news section of the American Family Farmer was an overview of how farming has changed in our country, even in my lifetime. I remember as a youngster knowing that 14% of the families in our country were living on the farm. Well, now it's down to 2% just in my lifetime. So family farming, from the numerical point of view, has changed, but it is still, I think, for the people who listen to this program, there are a lot of folks in the Midwest, the Mid-South that are listening. More and more it's extending to other areas of the country. The fact that we look at this part of our country as a different part of our country, it really is, but it is the bedrock of our country. You know, you think about when you were going to school, the fields changing, if you're on a school bus. I'm going back 60 years to when I was on a school bus, thinking about even around where I was and what was a burgeoning suburban community. There were still lots of fields and things that were growing. It was really kind of a neat thing. And so we have this still in the Midwest, a fixation on the farming, the way the families were. And a lot of kids have decided they didn't want to work on the farm or stay on the farm, but there are more people who are going to school and they're deciding, okay, I want to go on the farm. And so that's what's keeping the farm families up. I don't know, I was thinking about out in Ohio where I went to school, average farmer lived in a small brick house, had 160 to 200 acres, had an International McCormick Deering or a John Deere tractor in the yard, dairy, everybody had, you know, 40, 50 cows, if you will, and that was okay, and they would sell a lot of the produce, grew corn and tomatoes and stuff. It was like everybody who was farming then were doing all of the things. Now it's specialized. We've got the produce guy over here, we've got the dairy guy over there, and, you know, some of the other specialty things, the greenhouse people, the fruit people, it's a whole different world. But I think that there are enough of us around now who remember what it was like then that it's worth thinking about it, even though the ag statistics that came out this week suggest that we really are losing a lot of our family farms and family farmers. This program is aimed at trying to be a stopgap for that. I remember the cowbell that was used. I grew up on a farm. It wasn't my family's farm, but I was up the street, and I remember I spent most of my time there and ate there, and the cowbell was used to tell us that it was time for dinner. The cows were milked in a old wooden barn, and, you know, we don't have that for the most part anymore. There were some concrete barns that were being built, the milk house, that's when we started using bulk milk tanks, that sort of things, the things that aren't, you don't see around. Those were the kind of good old days, and I'm sort of wandering from the traditional news as we start the program to some things that I experienced. Maybe I'll spend some more time talking about that later in the program. Right now, losing strategy. What? Huh? Why do I want to focus on a losing strategy? Well, in this circumstance, a losing strategy is how to strategize losing weight and keeping it off. A lot of people go on Calitrin, the all-natural way to lose weight, stay on it for 6 months. Some people stay on it for 9 months. Some people stay on it forever because it has no stimulants in it. It's all natural, and it then works with your body to keep your body in shape so that the weight won't come back. That is the success story I've seen as a guy who listens to this program out in Oregon, who wrote to me, said, quote, I've tried all different kinds of products for weight loss, and Calitrin seems to be the one that works for me. I've lost 25 pounds, and more importantly, I have kept it off. If you're wondering what is Calitrin, if you haven't heard the story before, you can see the ingredients and the whole story of the company at their website, toploss.com. Suffice it to say, the three ingredients, collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera, really go all the way to keeping your body, the consumption of protein, rebuilding lean muscle, all that stuff. You know how your body works, or I hope you do. It helps you break down protein and increase amino acids, which is so important to your health and well-being. So improve your chances of losing the weight and keeping it off call, or you can actually go online, use the DJV code when you order at toploss.com. It's probably the quickest way to get it. Check out the information, and then check out some of the product. At the end of the day, you'll like it, or you get your money back. Toploss.com, use the discount code DJV. Right now, because they're celebrating their 25th year in business, you get $25 off the 90-day supply. $25 off the 90-day supply and free shipping with the DJV code at TopLoss.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
If your office is reopening, Staples has you covered.
Back to the office, back to in-person meetings.
Staples has you covered.
In the office one day, home the next. I need to be able to work from anywhere.
Staples has you covered with everything you need for everywhere you work. Right now, save $15 when you spend $75 on select items. Everything you need for the office, home, anywhere. Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/16, in-store only. Coupon required, one per customer. See store or staplesconnect.com for exclusions and details.
Back to the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with a quick reference to the Right to Repair bill. This is one of the news stories that I wanted to make sure I passed along to you. The federal legislation that ensures access to you, information to you, tools to you that are needed for you to repair your own vehicles on the farm, whether it's a truck or tractor, whatever it may be. 70% of the nation's commercial vehicles maintained by independent repair facilities, or as with farmers, the farmers repair them themselves. There's been a big to-do about the Right to Repair, and this bill that's now going through the House of Representatives would give you and the professional auto industry the ability to repair your own vehicles or to get somebody to do it that doesn't necessarily work for the dealer. And that's been the big bugaboo here. This will provide transparency, requiring vehicle owners to be informed if they can choose where and how to get their vehicle repaired. So you need to know you can do it first of all. That's what this bill does. And then it creates an advisory committee to give the authority to provide recommendations to the Federal Trade Commission on how to address emerging barriers to repair and maintenance. So it doesn't go all the way, but it goes a long way to making this a memorable and important day in the history of the American family farm. Find out more about what's going on with the American Family Farmer. Our weekly podcast is for your listening and dancing pleasure, as they say. American Family Farmer podcast available at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When your body succumbs to an infection, the protein lactoferrin is likely running low. Lactoferrin exerts a broad-spectrum defense against bacteria, fungi, protozoa, and viruses. Lactoferrin binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as boosts antiviral interferon production. Stress, poor health, and undernutrition will exhaust your own lactoferrin production, leaving you vulnerable. So while you may already be taking vitamins A, D, and zinc to build up your immune system, when you increase your lactoferrin, your immune system immediately gets stronger. There is only one effective and convenient dietary source of lactoferrin, and it's whey protein that has never been damaged by heat. Green Meadow Whey is the only grass pasture whey protein that has never been damaged by heat. I ask the question, is unheated whey protein concentrate as good or better than ivermectin or HCQ? Results indicate a strong maybe. To learn more, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields and the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey.
Back on the American Family Farmer Now, I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Sarah Wyant, who is the editor at AgriPulse West. This is a source of info for the agricultural community that I quite appreciate, actually, because they follow along some of the same traditions and beliefs that I have with regard to the American Family Farmer. That's why it fits right in here. Sarah, welcome to our American Family Farmer. Tell us about you. Were you a farm kid?
Well, thank you, Doug. It's a pleasure to be with you. And yes, I grew up on our family farm in eastern Iowa, and it's a farm that I now own. It's been in our family for over 100 years, so that's where my roots are.
And what do you do on the farm? Do you use it? Do you actually farm it yourself? Do you have people in the family that farm it? How do you keep the farm going?
I rent to a young farmer who is raising his own family in the area, and we have converted everything over to no-till and been starting with cover crops, and it's a new generation starting on the farm.
Did you decide on the no-till, or did your farmer that's renting the land from you come to you and say, this is what I'd like to do, or did he just do it?
It's a joint decision. I gave him a 3-year flexible lease so that he had the ability to know he was going to keep it for 3 years. And I really wanted to switch, and he was a big believer in no-till and cover crops, so we've worked on it together.
So why do you think he believed? Did he explain to you what the benefits were from his point of view? Because, as you know, there are a lot of different points of view on no-till.
Yes, it's been a practice that's been increasing for a long time in agriculture. You know, we've had a lot of decrease in the big plows and the big discs, and we've gone to actually not tilling the ground at all so we can reduce erosion, improve water quality. And I think we just shared some of the same ethics. And so when he applied to rent the farm, we had these discussions and decided that jointly we'd be able to proceed. And this is rolling farmland. It's not the flat stuff that you might have in your neck of the woods, but it is very productive. And so we're doing our best to improve and leave it a better place than when I got it.
In the neck of the woods where I live, the biggest crop is rocks. We grow lots of rocks here. And if we're fortunate, we can grow some other things. There's corn and beans and stuff around here. A lot of produce farms, a lot of growing of corn as feed for dairy cows, although there's not as much of it now. There's more, actually, if we can find the space to do it, hemp being grown. Farming has changed a lot. So I wonder that, but from your point of view, how is your farm today, whether it's the way it looks, the way it operates? If you can give us just a few minutes of perspective from when you were a youngster on the farm, what was grown, how is the farm run, and that differentiates from what today on the farm?
Sure. Well, I grew up and graduated from high school in 1976, so I'll give you perspective on the years here. But it was an idyllic childhood. I think during our early years, we were fairly poor. Well, we really didn't know it because we had all of our own vegetables. We could slaughter chickens and a cow when we needed meat. And so, you know, we had an opportunity to have not only livestock, the folks, I'm the youngest of four, so the folks got rid of the chickens and the dairy cows by the time I came along, but still had pigs and beef cattle, and we grew oats and corn and soybeans and obviously some hay. So it was more diversified than it is now, but it also was a great way to grow up.
Yeah, sure was. I'm with you. I'm a little older than you are, but I certainly can identify with the description you just went through. Sarah Wyatt is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Attention laptop lovers, the ASUS VivoBook S14 has evolved. It's feather light, it's even more powerful than its predecessors, and it uses the latest Intel processors, Iris Xe graphics, and Wi-Fi 6, with ASUS Wi-Fi Master technology, so you can breeze through even your toughest days. With classy diamond cut edges and a sleek all-metal chassis, the ASUS VivoBook S14 is all about the uniqueness of you. Open the lid and a color-blocked enter key puts you center stage. VivoBook S14 lightens everything, your load, your tasks, your life, and brings out the very best in you. Do great things with the ASUS VivoBook S14, and with a free upgrade to Windows 11 when available. Head over to ASUS.com for more. That's ASUS.com for a glimpse at tomorrow's technology today.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We've learned why billionaire Elon Musk turned down joining the Twitter board of directors after purchasing a majority of stock. Mr. Musk wants the whole company and is offering between $41 and $43 billion to make it his. The official filing was made Thursday. The sale, if approved, would be $54.20 a share. Daniel Ives with Wedbush Securities on CNBC Thursday morning.
I mean, I think this is basically going to put Twitter back against the wall. There's really no way that Twitter, in my opinion, could reject this.
Pfizer BioNTech reported Thursday that in a trial, a booster dose of its coronavirus vaccine in children ages 5 to 11 increased the level of antibodies that neutralize the original version of the virus and the Omicron variant. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Speaking on his trip from Ukraine, former New York Representative Republican Michael Grimm on Newsmax doesn't understand why our government is slow to respond.
You have to ask yourself why. Why did we, first of all, why did this administration start buying oil from Russia? Why did we lift sanctions that President Trump had put in place on Russia? So when you look at just from the very beginning days that this administration started after the election, they've been doing nothing but bolstering. And you can't, there's no way you can't make the argument that a lot of the money they make from selling oil to places like the United States helps fund this war in Ukraine. So it's just deplorable the way our government has acted. Why is President Biden holding back on sending MiGs to Ukraine? Why are we not sending more aid? Why are we not helping out? I understand why there's a no-fly zone. That part I understand, and NATO's reluctance. But not sending the weapons and the missile defense systems that they need simply doesn't make sense.
Actor Cuba Gooding Jr. pled guilty on Wednesday to a misdemeanor count of forcibly touching a woman at a New York nightclub in 2018 as part of an agreement with prosecutors that spares him any jail time. The guilty plea, in which Gooding also admitted in court to subjecting two other women to non-consensual physical contact in 2018 and 2019, was also a part of the settlement. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Back to the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer, highlighting the contribution Sarah Wyant makes to agriculture, and her informational source called AgriPulse. So tell us how this got started and how you got involved. I think AgriPulse has been around for a while, hasn't it?
It has, in a couple different iterations. So starting with my background, I always loved to write, and I knew that I wanted to go into journalism when I went into college. So I attended Iowa State with a real good cross-section of opportunities. I worked on the daily newspaper, which was called The Daily, and it was also an opportunity to get involved in other forms of journalism like magazine journalism. So I became editor of the Iowa Agriculturist, and that was the first way that I learned to kind of join my interest in agriculture with my interest in journalism. And so I had an opportunity to start my career with a really old publication in Iowa called Wallace's Farmer. I was an intern, and I just loved it. I had a great respect not only for all the farmers that I met and learned so much, but also the ability to do journalism. So fast forward from that, I actually quit that job that I got right out of graduating from Iowa State. They offered me a full-time job, and I traveled to Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin. But I quit after a few years because it was the 1980s, And I'm sure, Doug, you remember the 80s and how difficult it was for so many people. And I wanted to take what I was learning from all these farmers and focus on how to help them better understand what was happening with high interest rates, foreclosures, a lot of difficulties. People were committing suicide on the farm. It was a tough, tough time. So I quit to launch my first version of AgriPulse at that time. And that was a pretty big leap of faith, just a few years out of college, and wasn't quite sure how I was going to make this work, but I believed that I could provide a service. And so I did that every 2 weeks as a print publication. And then I continued to freelance, actually, for the same company I'd worked for previously. So I had my freelance habit to feed the business part of my entrepreneurial quest.
Right.
But it worked out. And I started to then freelance for other publications and ended up getting a job offer back with the same company that I'd worked with. As their vice president of editorial, running all of their magazines from New York, the American Agriculturist, which you may be familiar with in the Northeast.
I am,
To California Farmer in the West. A great job, but that went through a lot of different changes. And long story short, after they consolidated and removed a lot of management levels, I needed another job. So I did some consulting for a couple of years, and my client said, you know, we loved it when you did your newsletter. What about restarting? And in 2004, I launched AgriPulse as an all-digital newsletter and launched the website a year later, and it was a start, just me working out of my house.
Yeah, that's what I do with this radio, these radio programs I do. I'm the only person left in the country who produces and syndicates my own programs, four or five different ones. We do what we have to do to get the job done, and most of the big companies are not our friends. I can imagine that that may be what goes on with you, and that because of your editorial position, or maybe lack thereof, you're not thought of wonderfully well by some of the traditional big ag-supported informational bugles that are out there. Is that fair?
Keep in mind, I launched as an all-subscription publication, and that means that the people who want to read our product, I mean, we do have some free things on our website, but most of the people pay over $700 or $66 a month in order to read our content. So we answer to our readers.
Doesn't that tell you something, though, about what the folks in the farms that I cater to as well are telling you? They don't want to, and they don't maybe necessarily, I don't want to make this a leap of judgment, but a lot of the industry-supported news magazines and television and radio as well, reports that are supported by the four big agribusinesses and the agri-industries. I will tell you that I was on this radio program, and my Monday through Friday program was on a station. The manager of the station sent a note to me and said, I have to drop your programs. And I sent him back a note. What's the problem? Is there a problem with the content? He said, well, there isn't really a problem with the content. There's a problem with my advertisers. It seems his two biggest advertisers were John Deere and Monsanto and Bayer. And I have no use for John Deere or Monsanto and Bayer. He said the advertisers came to him and said, if you don't cut these programs off your air, we're not going to buy any more advertising. I understood it. I told him I understood, although it really kind of breaks my heart to have these bullies do what they do, because there's a different point of view presented that, you know, when it comes to, like, right to repair.
Well, we do write about right to repair. We do write about pesticides, and we do write about industry consolidation. And some of those companies that you mentioned are our advertisers. I think the difference has been for us is that people understand our brand motto of balanced reporting and trusted insights, and they know that we have such a strong subscription base, a very influential subscription base, including every office on Capitol Hill, that they want to reach those folks as well. So we do have advertising that we started selling, not when I first launched the company because we were really focused on gaining subscribers, but we've added that revenue stream. In addition, we do events. We just got done with a big summit in Washington, D.C., where we were previewing the 2023 Farm Bill. We'll have another one in Sacramento in July and one in Kansas City in September. So we've diversified our own business in order to give us different revenue streams, and it's enabled us to really grow from that one woman office in Illinois was where I was where I started, and I went back and forth to Washington, D.C. I have a place there, but now we have over 20 people that work for us, primarily in Washington. We have the largest group of editors in Washington just focused on tracking down this information for our readers.
So let's take, I'm going to pause for a moment. I want to take a page from your coverage of various things and talk about the focus this week on ethanol and E10 and E15 and how Washington's going to affect what goes on not only on the farm but around the country in terms of the price of gasoline. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. Very happy to have Sarah Wyant here to tell you the story about AgriPulse. Her website is agri-pulse.com to sign up to see what the news is, all of that good stuff. We continue on the American Family Farmer after a bit of comprehensive thinking about how well you're sleeping, your rest. This time of year, we all know it's dawn to dusk, and there's lots going on. So when you come in and you have dinner like me, I do that on my farm. I got in and I worked till dark last night, came in, had dinner, and watched the television program, went to bed. And I felt very comfortable because I have a MyPillow mattress. I have it's a coil mattress. I have the Giza Dream sheets. I have my pillows themselves, the mattress cover, all of those things that I think contribute to me having a great night's sleep. You need it as well. There's a 6-month bunny, the 10-year warranty that goes with all the products from MyPillow at the MyPillow catalog, MyPillow.com. But you get a 6-month money-back guarantee now on all the MyPillow mattresses and the things that come in this complete sleep system, which you can read about online, and you can save 30% using the DJV code when you buy it. That's right. Use the promo code DJV, and then you'll have, if you don't need the mattress and all that other stuff, but you're thinking, wow, this would be cool, I'd like to have some new sheets. Now available in solids and stripes. Yep, the famous Giza sheets, the dream sheets from Giza cotton in Egypt. Fabulous. All made in America. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own, or once again, your money back. So you get 2 for $1 low price, plus free shipping using the DJV code at, use the promo code DJV at mypillow.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
With Sarah Wyant here on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. Let's talk about how you have, as the editor of AgriPulse, and how your staff has handled the latest news this week from Washington about the waiver of E15. The oil companies don't like it. I think the farmers do. What do you think? What are you going to report?
It was the lead story in our newsletter that went out about 7 o'clock this morning, basically chronicling the president's visit to Iowa. You could tell that he is really concerned about these inflationary reports and what's happening with fuel prices. And so by traveling to an ethanol plant in Iowa, he was able to announce that we will have year-round sales of E15, which is a blend of ethanol and gasoline. And with that, instead of being prohibited in the summer months, E15 is going to be allowed. And as the president said, you won't have a bag over the pump. You'll be able to put that into your vehicle and potentially pay, 5 to 10 cents less per gallon. So it's kind of a, short-term fix. Longer term, the ethanol industry is all sitting here wondering, okay, if we can sell E15 year-round, that's nice, but what do we have for a strategy to incorporate these lower-priced blends into the fuel supply on an ongoing basis? And at the same time, we're doing some good things for the environment, but, the administration wants to move to electric vehicles, and what does that look like? You can't blend ethanol when you're not using any fuel.
Well, the other side of it is that you can't. The whole scam here is that everybody thinks, oh, this is fabulous. We'll save the environment. Well, hello. The plants that manufacture the electricity that goes into the car are still using and will be using a lot more of the fossil fuels. Everybody, I can't understand. Maybe you've taken this editorial position, but ethanol would be much better, any of this fuel mixed in. But, it's troublesome, and I wish we had more time to talk about this. From my perspective and the farms that I visit and work on and own and love, there's no process, there's no leadership. There's just like, okay, this will be how we deal with it today. And I think that's what the problem is more than anything else. Don't you think, Sarah?
Well, what I think is driving so much of the decision making right now is the midterm elections. They're going to be here before we know it. And you could tell that the president talked up Cindy Axne, who's a congressman from Southwest Iowa and will be facing a strong re-election battle. So the president is reading the tea leaves about concerns over food price inflation, fuel inflation, inputs inflation, all these things that people are paying are going through the roof. And so he's seeing that they need to do some things to push back and to try to relieve at least some of the pain at the pump.
Right. All right. Great coverage. I would recommend this. I have watched and read AgriPulse. I'm happy to tell folks where to find it. Agri-pulse.com. Sarah Wyant, the editor and the chief, if you will, of this great organization. Thanks for being here, telling us your story on this week's American Family Farmer.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome to the farm.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen at 53 past the hour. Some thoughts from my experiences as a farmer this week. Some observations from what's going on my farm and farms around here. What I'm reading, the agriculture world is powered by data. Matter of fact, our most recent podcast of the American Family Farmer is a focus on data. We had the fellow who's the director of developmental agriculture on talking about the transition to smarter and more intelligent agriculture, the economic feasibility for some of the new things that must have data to drive them. I'm not one who believes, I haven't used it. I don't have data. I kind of go by what I think is going to work on my farm, and a lot of maybe the older farmers do that. Younger farmers are very much driven conceptually and otherwise, when it comes to buying equipment, when it comes to financing the farm, when it comes to what they're going to grow, then there are plenty of reasons to do a lot of studying and find out what you can. And that's how we address this, the business about what to do in the future. And we're talking about this year's and next year's strategies on the farm. What are you going to do and how are you going to do it? That's all explained on the American Family Farmer podcast that's up there, available for you. And all the podcasts of all the conversations we've had are there for you to check out at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So the business that I'm thinking about our conversation here with the folks from AgriPulse and what it is that you gain. I'm looking at a couple of things here that I think are worth some attention. Yes, the right to repair and the ethanol discussion, that sort of thing. There's an overview of where our farmers can sell, what the markets are. A lot of, for example, in Cuba, they don't have a lot of food. They don't have enough food to feed their people. But because we're in this ridiculous situation where we don't, right, we kind of went into, Obama kind of tried to open up the trade routes and to have Cuba become more normalized in terms of our relationship with them. And then Trump pulled the plug on that, saying they were communists and how dare we do business with communists, which is absolutely absurd and ridiculous. I mean, you have to be more than a freshman in high school to understand that if we're going to take that approach, then we better not do business with the communists in China. We better not be doing business with the commies in Russia. Well, we're not doing much business with them right now, but it isn't because they're communists. To have that point of view is about as asinine as anything that I can think of. And so here's a great market for our products. You know, half the people in Miami and South Florida come from Cuba, and they'd like nothing more than to produce enough food to keep people that are in their families back there from being hungry. Yeah, granted, the government's terrible. Castro was an abysmal leader, and so is his brother, and so is what's going on there now. But we have a trade, we have a trade opportunity here, good mostly for American farmers, good for business, you know, good for hotels, good for lots of stuff, but it mostly is good for American agriculture to be able to sell things to the Cubans. And there's an overview of that in the AgriPulse issue that's out right now. And then there's a lot of stuff she was talking about, no-till on her farm, and there's that sort of thing. The fact that we have huge supply chain issues and struggles for all of us to get feed and fertilizer and parts for our tractors. I have a couple of Massey Ferguson 180s that have a problem. Any of you know the tractor know there's always a problem with the power takeoff controls. And so I'm always splitting the tractors, putting new clutches in. And I've got two tractors that are apart right now because we can't get the parts to put the tractor back together again. And I know that's going on everywhere. I think that that's, you know, we talk about the right to repair. Man, we better get that thing solidified because the big companies like Deere, they don't want you to have, they're going to lobby as hard as they can. I wonder if it'll be part of the new farm bill that everybody's talking about, the latest farm bill. The last one was in 2018, where we saw some big changes to things like the hemp industry and that sort of thing, but I think it'll be more basic this time around, with a focus on ethanol, with a focus on how to do no-till, with a focus on supporting the farmers and getting the stuff that our farmers grow into other markets. So certainly food for thought will continue to focus on that as well, helping out farmers around America. This is the American Family Farmer.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.